Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We all know about the 1997 series, King of the Hill. It is still airing on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim, but I encountered something dark with this series sometime in late 2007. I was in a Goodwill store to buy some N64 games because that store normally had a good stock of retro games. However, I strolled over to the VHS section in the back, just then remembering that I owned a VCR. One of the first things I saw was the Titanic VHS tapes. The one that came in two tapes, but it was in one dust cover. I thought that it would be a good movie for me and my wife, as she had never seen it before. To ensure that the tapes would be functional, I took one of the tapes out of the dual VHS dust cover, only to see something unexpected. It was a VHS tape with a crooked sticker on it. Written in Sharpie was KOTH S1 E1 and R. I expected the other tape, and it said the same thing, but only ended in P2. I assumed it was part 2. I did not know why one 22 to 23 minute episode took two VHS tapes, but I was curious. I bought the two tapes for $2.22. When I got home, nobody was there but me. Therefore, I had to take up the painstaking process of uncoiling the stiff cables in the bulky VCR. I soon tuned the TV to channel 3 and began viewing the first tape. It had the regular opening of the first episode of King of the Hill, but without the music. It was just a silent camera panning over the city of Arlen. It began normally after that, with Bobby at the baseball game and Hank yelling at him. As we all know, Bobby did not succeed. This is where everything started getting weird. On the ride home, Hank, Peggy, and Bobby were completely silent, and this went on for about 3 minutes. No one was angry. No one had any expression, actually. Abruptly, as the family pulls into the driveway, it cut to a scene inside the house. Hank was yelling at Bobby for not giving the 110%. Hank then picked up the baseball and got into a throwing position. At this point, the video quality was getting very scraggly, and the volume level was raised roughly 10%. Hank pegged the ball, and it hit Bobby's nose. Peggy was seen in the background crying, and Hank simply told her to shut the hell up. Bobby immediately cupped his nose and ran out of the room, crying the whole way. As Bobby was in the bathroom checking his nose, a social worker came to the door. Peggy greeted him as Hank sat on the sofa, relaxing as if nothing happened. From this point, the colors began to look more like the real episode. The scene with Hank telling the social worker off played as it did in the real episode. Suddenly, the scene from the official aired episode cut to another scene. It was a scene with a more ragged video, yet the audio remained the same. This scene depicted Peggy sitting on the phone late at night, most likely contacting child services to tell them about how Hank purposely threw the baseball at Bobby. Hank suddenly walked through the doorway. He was in a bathrobe and had no glasses. He grabbed the phone.
"Who in the hell is this?"
Hank yelled.
"This is the Department of Child Services,"
was the response. Hank's face quickly turned red and slammed the phone back on the wall. He grasped Peggy by the neck.
"You gonna get more of those twig boys over here to put me in prison and take my boy away?"
he howled. The scene cut to Hank taking Peggy by the back of the neck down the hallway to the backyard. Hank took a propane tank off of the grill and shoved the valve into Peggy's mouth. The video then went silent for a minute, simply showing the propane valve in Peggy's mouth. When the scene started moving again, Peggy's eyes slowly closed and a voice was heard.
"Buck Strickland, forgive me for using propane for this."
The only problem was that when Hank said this, Hank did not even sound like Mike Judge, the creator of the show who voiced Hank. It sounded like an older and deeper voice. The screen went black after this. I fast-forwarded through the rest of the tape to make sure there was no more content on it. There was none. I just thought to myself, why so much wasted space? And at this point, I was really shaken up. I went to grab a coffee. When I got back, I popped in the second tape. It was just a black screen. I fast-forwarded to check for content, and eventually came across some stuff that was really starting to scare me. It was a funeral, but there was very few colors. There was only various forms of gray and black, and the colors of people's faces. It just did not seem like a real King of the Hill episode. The funeral was for Peggy. Attending it was all of Hill's neighbors, including some acquaintances such as Cotton and John Redcorn. Even Hank was there, claiming that Peggy had committed suicide. As Peggy's coffin was lowered into the hole, it faded into an overhead view of it being lowered. This part really scared the shit out of me. It was a somewhat highly realistic image of Peggy and the coffin. The reason I say somewhat is because it looked real, but still appeared to be drawn and not a real person. It was just a realistic cartoon. The scene then cut to Bobby, Hank, and Ladybird sitting on a porch. Bobby had a queasy face, and Hank had one hand on the propane tank that he used to commit the murder. Bobby turned to his father.
"Why did you have to do it, Dad?"
he asked in a humble voice.
"I don't know, son,"
Hank responded. He almost sounded like he was crying. He then stood up and walked inside, leaving Bobby and Ladybird, who were still on the porch. It once again cut to a very dull scene, but nothing but black, gray, and the skin colors. It was a scene that literally made me sick to the stomach. It was Hank, hanging from the ceiling with a note pinned on him. It just stayed focused on him, swinging back and forth for 2 minutes or so. It then cut to the ending credits with the normal outro and theme music. I was actually kind of laughing on the inside at the fact that the show was playing the regular ending credits after all that stuff happened. I was really more confused and creeped out at it. I went on some forums, but found nothing about this episode. However, I came across someone on Yahoo Answers who had a similar occurrence as mine. They received a similar tape at a thrift shop in John Creeks County in North Georgia, a place about 20 miles away from the store where I got mine. I managed to get on AIM with this person, but I got no answers. I was really curious at this point, so I drove about 40 miles and went right down to Cartoon Network's headquarters. I knew that Fox Broadcasting made the show, but I assumed Cartoon Network had every episode on record as they aired them all. Beforehand, I did some research and figured out who was in charge of broadcasting King of the Hill. So I found a receptionist in the studio and demanded to talk to him. Apparently, though, I needed a guest pass of some sort. I was completely pissed off at this point, so I drove back home and put on my old sheriff's uniform. I was a sheriff for John Creeks County about 3 years ago. I went back, and although it was unlawful, I used my badge to talk to him. When I got into his office, he was just sitting at his desk, talking on his phone. I walked up to him, threw the tapes on his desk, and demanded answers. He dropped the phone immediately and grabbed the tapes. I followed him to another office on the other side of the building. There was a small safe in this office. He opened it up, put the tapes in, and locked it. He then told me to leave. I did not want to act like a sheriff anymore because I did not want to get in trouble with the law. So I left. I got home and flipped on the TV. Adult Swim was on, and I was relieved to see a real episode of King of the Hill. To this day, there are only two copies of this episode on four tapes that I can find anything about on the internet. One of them, I assume, is still locked up in Cartoon Network Studios. You may possibly come across more of them in thrift shops throughout the Southeast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.